He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Hi there, friends, I'm Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman. Glad you could come up this way, up the trail again today. So how about having the same old seat beside me here on this log, right under the old pine tree? Mighty pretty out here in the forest, isn't it? That's cause we've kept fires from running wild through here. We thought you might enjoy taking time out for a few moments of song and storytelling. Of course, when I say we, I'm including those fellas just across the trail there, the Sons of the Pioneers.
The wind. It can be so pleasant at times, so awful, so terrible at other times. I'm thinking especially of the strong winds that through the years have combined with long periods of drought and human carelessness to give us the disastrous forest fires that blacken the pages of American history. One of the worst forest fires this country has known happened back in 1871. It was the Peshtigo Fire in Wisconsin. And it began on the same day that the Great Chicago Fire started. Over 1 million acres of valuable pine forest were burned out. Entire towns and communities were destroyed. 1,500 people were killed. And that was five times as many as in the Chicago Fire. Now, in Minnesota in 1918, the Cloquet Fire started one October afternoon when the woods were tinder dry from lack of rain. Cloquet, a thriving sawmill town, was gutted and left in ashes. $30 million worth of timberlands and property went up in smoke. 400 people died in that fire. And there have been other terrible forest fires in California, in Oregon, Texas, and in Maine. Fire is no respecter of places, people, or property when the conditions of weather, wind, and fuel are right for it. Then it only takes one moment of kick-off to run wild to cause untold damage to the mixture. You know, it's awful bad news for fire or any reason. From this valley they tell me you're leaving. I will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile. For they say that you take all the sunshine that has brightened my life for a while. Then come linger a while before you leave me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. But remember the Red River Valley and the friends who have loved you so true. Do you think of the valley you're leaving and the words that you never would say? Do you think of the poor heart you're breaking just because you are going away? Then come linger a while before you leave me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. But remember the Red River Valley and the friends who have loved you so true. I was talking about the great forest fires we've had in this country. You know, in nearly every one of those, a single bucket of water thrown on the fire right at the start could have put it out. Today, the state and federal foresters are better equipped to fight forest fires than they were years ago. But just the same, putting out a forest fire, especially when it's a roaring, wild-running devil, is mean business. There's back-breaking work in it and sweat. Yes, sir, even heartbreak when the fire lines don't hold and the men must fall back and hit it again and again. And yet that's their job. Now, what does all that mean to us, to you and me? Well, sir, for one thing, it takes money to fight a forest fire. Money that comes out of our pockets when you stop to think about it. But maybe even more important than that, these natural resources the state and federal foresters protect from destruction, why, these resources belong to us, and we can help protect them ourselves just by being careful with fire. And we ought to keep in mind that ours is an easier job. We don't face the real danger that the firefighters do. I know that the Sons of the Pioneers feel pretty keenly about this, too. Isn't that right, Lloyd?
Yes, sir. All over this great country of ours, in one place or another, fellas are going out day after day to fight fire. Fire that often gets started because somebody is careless or forgets to think for a minute. And in defense of their country's forests and your welfare and mine, those firefighters sometimes give up their lives. We want to pay a little tribute to the men of every forest firefighting outfit, public and private alike, who went out to fight fire one day and, well, who wound up at the end of the trail.
When angry storm clouds rise and wild winds sweep the sky, I'm sure that this must be the mystery of his way. Then comes the glory morn. all this that I may see. The mystery of his way. So climb you to the highest mountain and look you to the world below. Living things drink from his fountain, then reaching for the sky they grow, and in choral voice they sing. This is a wondrous thing,
and he will find a way
to speak with you someday.
So climb you to the highest mountain and look you to the world below.
Living things drink from his
find a way
to speak with you someday. He'll speak with you someday.
Mystery of his way. Yes, friends, human life is far too precious to have it lost in forest fires. I can't think of a better reason in itself for us to take to heart what Smokey Bear keeps telling us. And here he comes up the trail now, big as life, with a special message for us.
Hello there, folks. For the country as a whole, 9 out of 10 forest fires are started through the carelessness of people like you, men, women, and children. If everyone would just take time to think when he's using fire outdoors, he would be spared the terrible damage forest fires cause every year and the heavy cost of putting them out. Remember always that only you can prevent forest fires. Well, I'll be seeing you.
And there he goes down the trail. Thank you, Smokey. But friends, you know, it's your own state forestry department, along with the United States Forest Service and the station you're listening to, that make these little outdoor get-togethers possible. Until we say hi to each other again, please keep in mind what Smokey Bear says. Remember, only we, you and I, can prevent forest fires. Well, it's so long for now from Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman, and the Sons of the Pioneers.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, howling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, growling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and the growling and the sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear,